Blog Talk Radio.
It hurt because I just like she felt very. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. Are you ready? I know I am. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays, we have two programs designed for you to empower and meet your needs. We have our empowerment segment of Shape Up and Win with Coach Adams. In addition to that, we have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise. The goal of each format that is designed is truly to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you missed any of our past show installments, know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. Wow, speaking of last week, I missed being here with you live on the air. Regretfully, Coach Adams had some technical difficulties, but I want to take this opportunity to extend a heartfelt thank you to my co-producer, my wing gal, as they would say, Lady Tabitha S. Kendrick. And I am saying Thank you. Thank you for your faithful support and stepping in on the fly, literally, with our in-studio guests, Fred and Wilma Berry, affectionately known as God's modern-day Flintstones of Azusa Street Mission and Azusa Fest. You know, it's so important to have trusted support around you and support that truly catches your vision and supports your vision. And so because of Lady Tabitha's dedication in the midst of my technology storm, the show was able to go on in excellence without a hitch. So, Lady Tabitha, you are the absolute best. And again, I extend a heartfelt, gracious thanks. I thank you so much. Well, I want us to know that it is time. Woo! Are you excited? Time to get into shape to win on today's broadcast. As we are examining this thought process around the power of words and how words affect our ability to initiate. I know you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I've heard you speak on the power of words before, and you may have heard me speak on the power of words at a different level, but we're looking at it more intimately as it relates to our ability to initiate. Because we want you to know, before we jump into this segment, that it's important for you to invite someone to the show. And I'm encouraging you to extend an invitation and take a moment to invite someone to the show, write on their Facebook wall, send a tweet, send a message in the bottle, as I would say, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to encourage and invite someone to join in on the richness of today's broadcast and the dialogue that we will share around the power of words and how words affect our ability to initiate. I want to thank you, those that are faithful, for taking the time. You know the value from week to week and taking a moment and telling someone, join me for today's broadcast. Sit in the virtual boardroom with me. The power of words. You know, the power of words is so significant because words truly shape our belief in others and it shapes our belief in ourselves. Our beliefs shape our view of the world and what we perceive. Our perceptions of words develop our emotional bank account. And that's where I really want to settle in today on this subtopic of our emotional bank account and how this relates to my being able to initiate, to step out, to take risks, seeing that my dreams are possible or not. You know, I think about as a child growing up, I used to hear this term, and now I say it was a not-so-wise man that said this, and you probably have heard it too, that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And, you know, the harsh reality is that broken bones will heal quickly, yet words affect generations. And the greatest hurts that many of us have suffered have been from words that have been spoken and deposited in our emotional bank account. And, you know, my desire, and I don't always get it right, Coach Adams is being transparent and saying, she doesn't always get it right. But my genuine desire is to be a vessel for positive words to flow, to be able to make a positive word deposit, a positive impact with the words that I speak into the lives of others. And a way in which, one way in which we're able to do that is through Motivational Monday. And, you know, because I am an empowerment coach, when we come together, I bring a blending of coaching skills with those words, and we look at how does it affect us. And, you know, today I was having a coaching session with one of my clients, and it really got to the root of the words that have been spoken into her life are becoming a hindrance as an adult. Those words, and she knows in her mind that I should see myself with greater value. I should. She recognizes that. But there is this heart-head connection. And the reality is there's this heart-head, let me make sure I'm phrasing that properly. There's this heart-head disconnection is what I was meaning to say. This heart-head disconnection that she knows my value should be greater, yet in her emotional bank account, there are some words that were deposited that truly affect her beliefs, affect how she views herself. In essence, those words, and I know many of us listening in, you're struggling with it, have been struggling with it, pressing through, because at some level, there are words that would affect our ability to achieve our goals. Many of us are not where we desire to be because of words. And the reality is that we are all made up of all of these words that have been spoken into our lives negatively or positively. And, you know, I myself can say that I had to, growing up, I had to battle some words. I had to battle some words because I grew up with, and you may have heard this story for those of you that are faithful listeners. I grew up with eczema or eczema, however you pronounce it. It's sprays in different ways. It's like tomato, tomato. And because of that, my skin was affected. And so this outside skin was affected, and that condition caused me to not feel good about who I was not because of the skin condition, not because of what was on the outside of the skin, but because of the words that were spoken as a result of the skin condition. And I hope you really are tracking with me. And so growing up as a little girl, I had to really battle with the reality of these words. And that's why for me, when I hear that term, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, I know that I was hurt as a little girl because of those words that were spoken. I'm grateful that in that season I had an amazing circle of love around me. So I was getting more words that were being deposited that supported and counteracting those negative words around my skin condition at the time. And I can, like I'm speaking with you here on Motivational Mondays, I can truly say I can hear myself as a little girl, and I can feel the effects of almost being like I was, quote unquote, in prison of my own body, that I'm shaking on the bars of the prison. You know, no, that's not me. See me. That's not me, crying out from the inside out because of those words that were spoken. And again, I was fortunate to have a good family unit that those negative words. But what's important for us all to realize is that our emotional bank account, the state of what I call, Coach Adams calls, our emotional bank account, has in it all of these negative and positive words. And, you know, so often people speak words and little children don't realize what they're saying. They didn't realize the effects of the words that they're speaking. They are just honest and speak their minds and share what they're thinking and, you know, what they've seen growing up, whatever the case may be. And so I want you to know that because of the words that were spoken, for me, I had to battle that with other words. And the same is true for all of us, because there is something that is holding you back from stepping out, launching, initiating, starting this process of achieving your dream. And that initiation is taking that step. But something, and I tell you that that something is a word that was spoken that is hindering you. And you may be saying, well, Coach Adams, how do you know that to be true? Because I understand the psychology makeup of our brains and the filing system of our brains that is a combination of all of these negative and positive words that create images, and we govern ourselves in life based on those deposits. And so I want you to take a moment to really reflect and think about that area or those areas where you know without question you are being held back. It's almost like your feet are in quicksand and you're struggling to initiate. You know that you have this vision. You have these goals that you can speak and articulate. You have these desires that you want to move on, but your feet are in quicksand, and you're struggling with stepping out and initiating, which is that first step of just starting and moving. And I want you to know that the reality of that is there's some words that have been deposited on the inside of you that are preventing you from moving. The power of words doesn't just work on one side, meaning that it's not just a negative effect, it's a positive effect as well. You know, I often share the story of a basketball NBA star some time ago named Muggsy Bogues. And I share this story around Muggsy Bogues because he was very short based on the standards for the NBA. And yet he made it to the NBA. And not only did he make it to the NBA, he did very well. And I remember hearing an interview, and this was years ago, with him. And of course, more often than not, when there was an interview, it's like you can't deny that he is short for the NBA. And so the interviewer would often say, you know, well, with your height, how did you think that you could be in the NBA? What I love about the story and what I heard from him was that for him, no one ever told him he was too short, meaning that the words that were spoken in his environment, in his life, in his world, were words that said, you can do whatever you desire to do. So in his mind, there were absolutely no limitations. And what we must understand is that when we're not able to initiate, this lack of initiation, this struggle to get started is a direct result of words that speak against us being able to launch out without limits. And so we have to battle against. There's this constant battle. It's like a tug of war on the inside of these words that have been spoken. And, of course, for me, my foundation, my roadmap on my journey is God's word. Now, your story may be different. I don't know what your belief system is. I don't know what your roadmap is. I'm not trying to force my beliefs on you. But I'm sharing with you that that's my blueprint for my life. And so when God's word tells me, Coach Adams, Shania Marie Adams, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that all things are possible if only you believe, then now that term of impossible has to be canceled out, because the word that I live by, that's my foundation, tells me I can. And so whatever your backdrop story is based on the word and this conflict that's happening associated with your belief, you have to change that backdrop story. Many of us are buying into stories that are a result of the words that have been deposited on the inside of us from our past. They're not even words that we live by today, but yet it's affecting our abilities today because we've given so much weight, and that story has been playing over and over, that we now embrace it, we own it, we believe it. And so today on Motivational Mondays, Coach Adams is saying, be aware of the words that hinder you. Be aware of the words that have you stuck. Why? Because you don't have to stay there. I don't have to stay there. You can make a decision to change that backdrop story. So if that backdrop story said you can't, whatever your new story is that would replace that with, for example, you can, now you have to work on allowing your mind to be renewed by this new story that speaks against that past of I can't. That tells you I can. You know, I believe it was Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill had a statement that whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. Whatever the mind of man or woman, universal term, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. And what that says to me, one being a believer that God's word is my roadmap, my blueprint, it takes me to a passage of scripture where God's word says, have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed. And so if I have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, do you know how small a mustard seed is? Is when I looked up to see, because of course I'm not a farmer, I don't, you know, have a reason to know the size of a mustard seed unless I go and research it out. But when I looked at the size of a mustard seed, it is teeny tiny. So if we have on our journey the faith of a size of a mustard seed, in whatever it is that you are struggling to achieve, the biggest challenge is stepping out, taking that first step that initiates your action in that direction. If you recognize that words are holding me back, that I feel like I'm stuck in quicksand, be aware of what comes up instantly for you so that you can now speak against it. See, we have to be aware. You know, I realize and I really connect with that we have the responsibility to guard our ear gates and our eye gates. The ear gates are important and the eye gates are important because they are the pathways to our souls. They're the pathways to our emotional bank account. They're the portal. That is where the information filters in. It filters in what I hear. It filters in what I see. And so, for example, if you are not sensitive to who is in your environment and who you are allowing to speak into your vision, you will find that you will have well-meaning people that will become doubters and naysayers, and they begin to plant these seeds into your emotional bank account with the words that they are speaking from their point of view. Because remember that the words shape our perceptions, and this is what develops into our emotional bank account. So if someone says, for example, you're excited, you're ready to initiate, you're getting ready to step out, and you're excited about this endeavor, you go and share it with someone. They don't share your excitement because it's not their vision. They don't mean any harm. Meaning consciously, if it's someone that loves you, they don't necessarily say, I want to hurt you. They're speaking based on their worldview. And so you come with great excitement about this endeavor. And they ask you a simple question. And it's a word that is spoken. Because do you know that words breathe life or death? And so when a word is spoken, we don't have to take it in, but many of us, because we are not in that space of understanding, I don't have to own this word. I don't have to allow it to set up residency. But many of us, it happens until we know to do better. And this is really significant, what we're speaking about today on Motivational Mondays, because your assignment with the vision, with your goals, with your dreams, is to simply initiate. You don't have to have all of the answers, but you have to step out on faith. You have to step out and take a risk and start moving in the direction of your goals, moving in the direction of your vision, moving in the direction of your dream. But if you're afraid to step out and you won't initiate, nothing can be accomplished. And so you're excited, getting back to our story. And know that Coach Adams hasn't lost focus. I'm just bringing a greater richness to what we're sharing so that you can really see it. Because when you leave and close out on today's broadcast of Motivational Monday, I trust that something has been ignited in you, that you are now more motivated, more inspired, and you feel more empowered to fulfill your assignment, whatever your assignment is, more equipped to achieve your goals, more equipped to follow through on your dreams. And so you're excited. You go to your best girlfriend or you go to your brother and you share that, wow, I have this vision. And they say, man, girl, what makes you think you can do that? Oh, that negative word now has been released. And guess what? If you allow it to, it now becomes a deposit in your emotional bank account. And that word now becomes the quicksand that you are not able to initiate and move because of that word. If you embrace it, if you believe it, you then give it life. Wow, you know what? They have a point. Wow, maybe I can't do this. The vision is too great. You start to doubt the vision. And now you're not able to initiate. And initiation is simply start. You're not able to get started because of that simple word that I know the person didn't mean any harm. They care about you. They have your best interest. But they were speaking based on their limited worldview. And so now they've released that word in the atmosphere. You caught it through your ear gate. It has now made a deposit in your emotional bank account. And now when you're looking at initiating on your dream, initiating on your vision, initiating to fulfill your goals, you can't figure out why you are stuck. And so as we examine the power of words today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hosted and presented by Inspired Media for You, Coach Adams wants to challenge you to evaluate. When you think about your dream, when you think about your goals, when you think about your vision, do you see it as impossible or do you see it and view it as possible? Take a moment. Maybe you're sitting there saying, well, Coach Adams, I don't even know what my dream is. All of it gets back to there being a root cause. And that root cause connects back to the words that were spoken. Because when we understand that words shape our beliefs in others and in, more importantly, in ourselves, my self-esteem can be diminished, lessened, if the wrong words are spoken. My confidence can be stripped if the wrong words are spoken. So those words shape our beliefs. Someone telling you when you're excited about your vision, man, girl, how are you going to do that? Just that question of doubt of how. Challenge you to know that each of us have been placed on this planet for an assignment. And if we were not able to fulfill the assignment would not have been given. I had a situation with my iPhone, of course, an Apple product, and I cracked my screen, and I remember as I would walk through the mall or different places, even at, I believe it was Staples or Office Depot, everybody is telling me, I can fix your cracked screen for a small nominal fee. But I felt compelled to take it to the manufacturer, which I was so great that I did, and it helped me to really see what I'm talking and sharing with you today about on Motivational Mondays, that we so often have these cracks. We have these, quote-unquote, holds this negativity, our emotional bank account, and we want to go all of these various places to have that repaired instead of going to the manufacturer. I took the phone to the manufacturer, and when they gave it back to me, this was what was so interesting that made this whole connection for me. Because the other places were saying, we're just going to fix your screen. They're just replacing the glass that is broken. The manufacturer, because they want to make sure that their products that are on the market are fully operable, just like God. He wants to make sure, as your manufacturer of your vision, of your goals, of your dreams, that you are fully operable. Despite the brokenness, the breaks can be repaired if you go to the manufacturer. Those negative words that have been spoken, if you go back to the manufacturer, he can replace those negative words with good ones, but not just replace them. He'll do a systems check. And that's what I found so interesting when I took my phone back to Apple. When I got it, I said, was all well? She said, oh, absolutely. She said, we do a full systems test. Now, all of the other places, they didn't say we're doing a full systems test. They don't care. They're repairing the cracked screen. They're not the manufacturer. The manufacturer that gave you that vision would not give it to you if you were not able. He wouldn't give you the goals if you were not able to fulfill them. Granted, you may not be able to do it by yourself in your own power and might. It's important to know that because it was given to you, you have to be the one to step out and initiate it. And when you step out, understanding that, that's the biggest step. Initiating, starting, moving, stepping out is the biggest challenge. But when we step out, there are individuals that are already in the atmosphere, ready, able, willing to support us, but I have to first step out and move. I want you to know here on Motivational Mondays that this is a subject that is very near and dear to my heart. I could tell you story after story of seeing, living, the effects of the power of words. But I don't want to bore you. What I do want to do is I want to give you an opportunity, our global listening audience, as we do from week to week, to share in the discussion, ask a question, make a comment. Maybe you have an experience that relates directly with what we're discussing today. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share as we are getting into shape. And I want you to know that your resident empowerment coach is in session. I am here available. I want you to bring it. Get the coaching that you need. Don't stay stuck. Let's together work out how can you move to the next level. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to interact. 1 on your telephone keypad. That in turn adds you to the host queue. If you're on the computer, your laptop, desktop, maybe you are on your iPad, your tablet, you do need to dial in. You would dial 516-453-9374. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. While we're waiting for you to engage and interact with us, I am going to continue the discussion that we're having around the power of words and how words that have been deposited in our emotional bank account will prevent us from initiating on our vision, prevent us from initiating on our dreams. And it doesn't matter how great or small your vision is, how great or small your goals are, how great or small your dreams are. If you've received some negative words that prevent you from stepping out, it's all relative. And that is what's most important. Do you want to know how to replace those words? What can you do practically? Anybody want to know? Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to know. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Interact. It's okay. It's safe. It's a safe environment for you to be able to work it now. What's your challenge that you're facing at this time? I want to know. One of the things that practically in my coaching practice, literally today I share this and I share it often, that we spoke about replacing that past history, that past story. So this individual was really battling their image and self-concept. And they knew logically, their mind knew, I should see myself this way. But they were having a difficult time, as I shared earlier, making that connection with that head knowledge and the heart. There was a disconnect. And so the assignment that I gave them is that, and I'm giving this to you, maybe you're struggling. Maybe you need to move from seeing everything impossible to viewing things as possible. I don't know what your story is. I don't know what your struggle is around words. But what I do know is that you can change that story. That story does not have to continuously live, but we have to make a decision to move away from that. And how do we do that? We have to replace those negative words that were deposited in our emotional bank account with positive words that speak to where we're going. And for some of us, we are naturally a pessimist. And this may be really a struggle for you. Maybe naturally you always see the glass half empty. I know that you're seeing it half empty because of those words that are a part of your emotional bank account. That I can say. Because if you had the right words, you would always come from a place of hope. You would see that glass half full. How do you view the world around you? Is your glass always half empty? Or is your glass always half full? I ask that question really processing each word for you to begin to step back and say, am I an optimist? Is there always the hope the glass is half full regardless? Or am I a pessimist? I can always find the negative in any situation. I always come from a place of the glass is half empty, it's lacking hope. All of this, our perception, is a direct result of how we view the world. How do you view the world? That's a great question. Do you even know? Because, again, words shape our belief in others and, most importantly, in ourselves. Our beliefs, whatever your belief system is, shapes our view of the world. See, my belief system tells me I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, not through my own power and might that I can do all things. That is my worldview. And so our beliefs shape our view of the world and what we perceive. So if I view that I can do all things because the words that were spoken, even when I get a task that I feel is too great, my belief system at my core says, I can do all things. So my challenge is figuring out, how can I get this done? I know that if I just initiate, remember, today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You, we are talking about initiating. But before I can initiate, I need to understand, how do the words that have been deposited in my emotional bank account, my ability to initiate, the words have power, the words give life or death, and depending on how I view those words that were spoken, they will determine what I can accomplish. But the great news is I can change the story. How do you need to change your story? One of the ways that we can change the story when we understand that words shape our beliefs in others and ourselves, our beliefs shape our view of the world and what we perceive. Our perception of the word develops our emotional bank account. Do you know that every word that is spoken, there is a picture image that we should get? The word should be spoken, and I should have an inward picture image of that word. Sometimes the words are filed away because of negative experiences, and they're faulty. For example, if a woman had a bad relationship with a man that has a mustache, the next man that comes along, she has filed that away as not so good because he has a mustache. The same is true if a man had a bad experience with a beautiful woman. She had freckles. That was very distinctive. And they had a horrible breakup. Now if someone comes along with freckles, that image is not a good image. It would prevent he or she from initiating. Because of that image, the mustache, the freckles, I'm now in quicksand. I can't move because of that backdrop story. How do you need to change your story? One of the ways, for those that may be dealing with low self-esteem, doubt, questions, and making that heart-head connection, one of the ways is you need to create an affirmation that speaks to not necessarily where you are, because you're not believing that yet, but where you desire to grow. So I challenge you, write out an affirmation that speaks to where you are growing. Today, Coach Adams realized when speaking with my client and sharing this with her, I said, wow, you know, there's such power in affirmation. Sometimes we can get stuck in the midst of our stuff and people are speaking words of doubt and all that. We get lost in it because the reality is that it seems overwhelming. But we need those words that would lift us up and out. That lifting helps us to take that initiative to move to the next level. But we have to recognize that I need to be proactive in changing that backdrop story, getting to the root cause, which are those negative words that are preventing me from taking the initiative, that are preventing me from starting. So we have to start with the challenge, the root cause is words. It starts and it ends with words. So how would you battle that? With words, the right words that speak against those negative deposits that are preventing you from moving, initiating, starting, and taking action. Again, here on Motivational Mondays, this is the time in our broadcast, our programming, when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are online, you need to dial in. You need to dial 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We have a few moments left in our broadcast. It's not too late. Don't move too slow. Don't sit there and allow the words of doubt to hinder you, to get your feet stuck in quicksand. I know that you're having a challenge. You need some coaching. You know you do. Allow your fingers to hit 1 on your telephone keypad. Don't miss your opportunity. What have we talked about so far today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams around this subject and the richness of the same associated with the power of words? We spoke about that words shape our belief in others and our belief in ourselves. Our belief shapes our view of the world and what we perceive. Our perceptions of the words develop our emotional bank account. And we must continuously be assessing what is the state of my emotional bank account. You know, one of the things that I realize, and I speak about this often, that who you have in your circle is so key. Who you allow to speak life into your vision is so key. When you understand that those words can bring life or death, and if you're not careful, if you don't guard your ear gate, that word of negativity has been spoken, and you're now having to fight and battle against those negative words on your journey that's already a journey of faith. You're launching out doing something because what I know to be true, that anything that you are called to do, it's far greater than what you have the ability to do in your natural power. I didn't say you can't do it. I said it's far greater. And what I've grown to learn is the reason for that is that, as we spoke about, for example, with iPhone, I could not go in and do what was needful to do the repair and to check the systems and all of that. But the manufacturer was able to do so. God is my manufacturer. Don't know who yours is, but I'm saying for me, God is my manufacturer. And so he is the super that I need to connect on my journey on a regular basis to my natural. And because he's the super, any assignment that I have is far greater than me, because if I could do it with my own power and might, I wouldn't need the super to connect to do supernatural things. And the same is true for you. Whatever that assignment is that you're struggling with, how do I move it to the next level? You need that supernatural power to be connected with your natural, that super to be connected with your natural. It's doable, but the doubt would begin to plant those seeds and say, oh, you can't. It's too great. It's too much. and it prevents you from taking the initiation and moving. Where do you need to change your story? Because at the root of it are those negative words that have been deposited. As I stated, a not-so-wise man said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Many of us are dealing with the effects today. The broken bones have healed. I remember breaking my ankle in my early 20s, and oh my gosh, it was painful. I mean, pain like I had not imagined up to that point in my life. It was painful. But guess what? That broken bone healed. It didn't heal quickly, but I guess 6 to 8 weeks, I think it was 6 weeks, was a good timeline for that type of break and all of that. Bottom line, in 6 weeks, it was healed. Broken bones heal, yet words affect a generation. Many of us are a living result of those words that have been spoken. And so the greatest hurt that we have suffered have been from those words that have been spoken and deposited our emotional bank account. What words do you need to replace to fulfill your dreams and your vision? I know some are hesitant about interacting live, but guess what? We have a secondary pathway here on Motivational Mondays for your voice to be heard. We want to continue this dialogue with you. Want to know, was this broadcast beneficial for you? Did you take anything away? We also want to know, what show topics would you like to hear discussed? Where are you struggling and you feel like, I need some support? We've carefully thought this through for you, and we've created a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We want you to know we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays, and we truly want to stay connected with you. And in addition to that, we wanted to give you a platform for your voice to continue to be heard. So how you can make that connection is that you can visit my website, coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Through my website, that will connect you with my different social pathways under my contact card. And you can make the connection there. And then we can add you to, you can actually just simply go to Facebook and ask to add yourself to the Motivational Mondays forum because it's an open group. We want to give you the opportunity to continue the dialogue. Motivational Mondays is a part of Coach Adams' full circle of empowerment that is offered for you. But it doesn't stop there. In addition to Motivational Mondays, we have 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams coming up in July. You want to save the date, July 23rd. Pre-registration is now open. You want additional information, again, visit coachadams.com, send a quick note. We can make that connection for you. One-on-one coaching is, of course, always available to you. So there are various pathways for the full circle of empowerment for you to be able to make those connections. You do not want to miss next week's show. You know, every other week we have a powerful and dynamic in-studio guest. I met this beautiful light here in California. She is from the Maryland, D.C. area. And when I tell you that, there is quite an anointing on the beautiful light known as Keisha Freeland. Next week, we are going to be talking about the power of purpose. You don't want to miss it. You want to tell a friend and tell them to tune in. We thank you for joining us today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, one who inspires. I coach and you win. This concludes today's broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in.